Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I am the Marketing and Community Relations Director here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. And boy, we've got a terrific show lined up for you this week. Later on, we'll talk athletics with our Director of Athletics, Kent Ferris. But we're going to first hit the academic side of our award-winning institution. Of course, last month, we made major headlines when that historic day when President Ricky Ford announced that we were going to be the first community college in the nation to offer a campus-wide technological experience. Every student will have an iPad starting in the fall of 2018. And just imagine all the hundreds of dollars our students will save each semester on books. And on our first segment this week, we're going to talk about how that will affect our instructors in the classroom. And joining me in our first segment is Dr. George Knock, along with Paige Sasser and a couple instructors here at Northeast. And we'll start with you, Paige. As always, ladies first, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you. I'm proud to be here.
Well, we're proud to have you in this iPad initiative. It is so exciting, Paige, on so many different levels. And I'm sure that includes you and the rest of our instructors.
Yes, we have completely had to rethink the way that we set up our classrooms. We want, with the iPads in the students' hands, we want the classroom to be more student-driven. There's definitely a place for lecture in the classroom still, but with the advances that the iPad gives us in the classroom, the students have the technology to lead the classroom and have the knowledge right at their fingertips.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Well, you know, it is a different approach that you and the instructors are having to take in the classroom. How's that transition been going? Because it is a different style of thinking, if you will.
Right. Well, more work prior to coming to class. Mm-hmm. I do lots of planning, and my entire department, we try to create pages within our learning management system, Canvas, so that students have the notes, the PowerPoints, prior to coming to class. They have that knowledge, so then in class we can do activities, discussions, and I can guide them through the learning process rather than me just standing in front of the classroom lecturing like I once did.
Mm-hmm. You're an English instructor, and with English here at Northeast, you got your e-books, which are actually free. So free digital books that you'll be using in your English classroom.
Yes. Brittany Moore and I applied for the Open Educational Resource Grant and did it first with English Comp 1, and our division now has the free text in English Comp 1. And we have this past year also completed the process with English Comp 2, so that will... That text will also be free in the fall of 2018.
You teach a lot of different English classes, so this might not be a fair question, but do you have a favorite app or two that you use in the classroom?
Yes, we use many apps, and I think it's different from teacher to teacher, but as far as the English classroom goes, we use, during the writing process, we do brainstorming, so some type of planning. And an app that I really like is called Inspiration. It's like an inspiration map, mm-hmm. a semantic web, which you could also turn into an outline to kind of help students organize their thoughts. And then I have been playing with an app called Adobe Spark Video. They have these are all free also, but it allows students to string together little recordings or images, and they can speak over it, explaining, again, they are teaching the concepts using this app, this Adobe Spark Video, and they can play music behind it and edit it. And they can do the same with iMovie, but the Adobe Spark Video is very user-friendly, and students have found that it's very easy to use and have been open to using it.
It's got to be thrilling for them. I mean, you're just smiling just talking about that. So when you're talking about the students, so I know they're all in, aren't they?
Yes, yes. I have found at first, I think I gave too many instructions on how to do things like the video and any assignment that I wanted them to produce a product. So this semester I've realized that I should give them the tools, but the limitations, they need more space to add their creativity and they're using that, and the assignments are turning out better than in previous semesters. But it's all about trial and error. I mean, it hasn't all gone well every time. There have been flops.
Right. There's going to be that in transition when going from one phase to another, but that's really exciting. I know our VP of Instruction, Dr. Michelle Barragona, I remember hearing one of her interviews when we had the media on campus for the big news conference last week, that Northeast, we've got a theme that's brewing here, that it's we're affordable, equitable, and we're relevant. That's got to be exciting also for you and for me and for the rest of us to be a part of a family that's leading the way, if you will. I mean, President Ricky Ford was saying we're 5 years ahead of other similar institutions. So that's, I mean, it's a pretty good feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. And the iPad initiative, it's going to allow students who would not otherwise have this technology to have it in their hands by including it into the tuition. We're making it available for them, and it levels the playing field within my classroom. Most students have some sort of device, but for many, they were using their phone. So now they're going to have a larger screen so that they can type papers and edit documents. And I think that that is going to be a game changer for them, too. The students who couldn't afford the iPad or the laptop when they came to college will now have it.
That is game changing, and they get to keep it when they're done here at Northeast. Keep up the wonderful work, Paige. Thanks so much for your time here today on Tiger Talk.
Yes, thank you.
Time now to bring in another one of our outstanding instructors here at Northeast, Dr. George Nock. He is an instructor not only for physics, but also astronomy. And Dr. Nock, we appreciate your time here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about this iPad initiative. We talked to Paige just a little while ago about how that has changed her teaching, if you will, in the classroom. How has it altered your approach?
Well, the astronomy class is probably my class that has had the most impact on. I use the iPad as an observing tool, which is invaluable. Students can go out and make observations of planets and stars, constellations, things like that, without me. And that's really my goal, is that if they can get out and do it without my help, I don't have to be there with them, they can actually locate a whole variety of things. Some of the apps actually will show them where satellites are. They don't even know that they can go out and actually see a satellite going overhead because they don't know what it is. So it really has helped us in that regard. The way we used to do it, you'd have to either print off a page out of a book, and you'd get your flashlight out, and you'd have to go look at it. This has made it a lot easier. The app actually will move with the student. So whatever's currently available in the sky, they can actually go out and look at. The nice thing, too, is that they can see what's up during the daytime. We're limited by the season. You know, during the spring, there's different constellations than there are in the fall. But with the apps, they can actually look and see what constellations and stars are visible when the sun is up, which we would not be able to do otherwise, really. And so it really has improved the interactiveness of the students with the material. It really has made a big difference, especially for those students, because they're generally ones that are not as involved with technology.
No, and I tell you what, you're talking about students. Of course, we talked about you being a physics instructor, but also with astronomy. I mean, you're talking about a wide range from those non-major all the way to engineering students. So you're dealing with a wide spectrum when it comes to the students here at Northeast.
Yeah, absolutely. And the iPad lets me put the technology in their hands that any of them can use. I do remember years ago at Ole Miss, we had little devices that would allow us to do observing, and they're extremely expensive. Now everybody has it. The apps are free. It's really a win-win for us as far as that's concerned. But having all those students, getting the students that aren't typically going to do much with technology, getting that in their hands just to see what it can do, quite often just getting them to do it is a step in the right direction.
I know we've got a lot of our listeners probably wondering, how about an example? I mean, what would be an example of one of the apps that you talked a little bit about the constellations, but just give us an example of using these digital textbooks in the classroom.
Well, in a physics class, for example, if I have the book and the students have questions, a lot of times we'll work through problems. There's an app that I use called Explain Everything, which is a mixture of a bunch of different tools. One of the tools that allows me to have is a digital whiteboard where I can pull in images, I can pull in diagrams, I can pull in anything from the book, put it on a whiteboard page, and then I can actually work the problem or get the problem started. And then when I'm done with it, I can either send it to them, I can airdrop it to them right there in classroom if they have an iPad. A lot of that information I put on Canvas, so they have access to it that way as well. So it really has streamlined the ability for me to answer questions for students. And quite often I will do that at night, on the weekends when I'm not here, when they're working on something, they have a question, they'll send me a message and ask me a question. I can actually, if it's something that I need to show them instead of just type out in a message, I can actually show it to them, send them a little movie. It's a really versatile tool.
Yeah, no question about that. Now, you've been here 15 years, so you've seen Northeast grow, and now, especially with this iPad initiative, you're talking about staying way ahead of the curve, if you will. What's it like being a part of a school that's recognized nationally, not only for this iPad initiative, but just as a whole, Northeast Mississippi Community College?
It's pretty exciting because, like I said, I actually have been here since we had plain old textbooks and we had whiteboards in every room. We even had some rooms that had chalkboards in them. We've moved into, we've embraced the digital age, 21st century, just wholeheartedly. And I think in the long run, our students are going to really they're going to get great advantage from that. When they go out into the workforce, a lot of inventory systems today use systems like iPads where they're going out and they're accessing the information on the go. And so if they're doing it here, when they leave us, they're going to be prepared to see those kinds of things when they move forward.
Well, and speaking of the students, what's been their reaction? I know I can hear the passion in your voice, but how have they been receiving this?
The students like it. When they finally realize they can do more than check their email, get on Facebook, that kind of thing, they actually like the ability to have access to everything they need all in one device. I have actually a student right now who does everything digital. He actually submits all his homework to me through email. He does not send, he doesn't do anything on paper. He's able to pull in the same diagrams. He does it very, very similar to the way I do. And he seems to really enjoy that it's in a nice compact device and has, everything's right there at their fingertips.
That's super exciting. Just fascinating. I can't thank you enough for your time, Dr. Nock, and just keep up the wonderful work here at Northeast.
Thank you.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Time now to talk athletics with our Director of Athletics, Kent Ferris. First of all, Kent, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's always glad to be here, Will.
That's great having you here as well. Hard to believe the basketball regular season for the Tigers and Lady Tigers wrapped up last night, sophomore night, always a very special evening.
Yeah, it's always very special to recognize our sophomores and their parents and from a coach's standpoint, it was always tough trying to get them to focus, during that time. But it's something that we do every year in all our sports, and it's a very special time in recognizing that special group.
Yeah, those sophomores sure have accomplished a lot in their 2 years here at Northeast for our men's and women's basketball programs. Of course, you mentioned back as a coach, this time of the year was always tough, wasn't it, for baseball and softball coaches dealing with Mother Nature?
Oh, this weather this spring has been unbelievable. I've been talking with the coaches on a daily basis, and it's, when I was coaching, I was a guy that watched the weather report religiously. I looked at it 5-6 times a day, and, one thing, when I went into this role, I still look at it, but not as much because I'm not responsible pulling the tarp, taking it off, and different things. But this spring has been very unusual. It's hit us hard. It's hit everybody hard. High school, junior high, junior college, it's hit us all.
What are your expectations this spring, out of our baseball and softball programs here at Northeast?
Well, they've started out. They've played really well at times, just been inconsistent. I attribute a lot of that to the weather and getting out on the field and getting in a rhythm. Baseball and softball are a sport that you play a lot of games, and you want to get into a kind of a rhythm, get into doing the same thing every day, and this weather's really knocked a hole in that. We're inside one day, outside when we can, and it's hard to be consistent in what you're doing when you have those.
Won't be long until spring practice will be upon us for football. I know each year we have new recruiting rules for athletics, including football.
Oh, yeah. We, the whole state, we're kind of had a new thing with on National Signing Day. We had some limitations on our numbers here in Mississippi, and I think it's a good thing. Well, at the same time, it is something that's going to kind of – your coach has got to spend more time getting to know the kids, going more depth in recruiting. You don't want to make any mistakes. And it's something – I know our coaches are really excited with the group that they signed, and we're looking forward to having them on campus, in June, and get them started in their classes and everything, and also get them on the field.
Yeah, I think we had Greg Davis, the head coach, on a couple weeks ago on Tiger Talk, and he was thrilled with all the different needs that they were able to meet. Well, you take care of needs on a daily basis, Kent, and we appreciate your time, and keep up the wonderful work.
Well, it's always nice to be here with you and Kenny Powell, and I appreciate y'all having me on.
From athletics to the arts, Christopher Shager's Musical Theater Cabaret 2018 will be on display this Thursday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. He'll have a matinee at 2 o'clock on Sunday, February the 25th. And Christopher was kind enough to join us in our Tiger Talk studios today. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Will. I appreciate it.
Well, I know the heart has to be pumping quite a bit these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Singing, dancing, acting, you name it, all that. All trying to bang the students into shape for a good show.
Well, I'm sure it will be a good show. They put so much sweat and effort into these shows. And for the first time in years, the musical returns to the stage. So that's something to look forward to as well.
It sure is. We have a need to bring the musical back to Northeast. It won't be a complete musical this year, and we're kind of going piecemeal, but this musical cabaret is a component that helps our students learn the performance techniques of musical theater performers, which are the best performers in the world because of their adaptability. All their singing and dancing and acting, so working simultaneously in solo numbers and ensemble numbers to be the best performers possible.
So what can we expect this week when it comes to the cabaret?
Well, we can expect different tunes. I believe there's 12 of them altogether. And the list isn't in front of me, but I can name a few. We have one song from Beauty and the Beast. We have one from Spamalot. We have two numbers from Chicago. We have one number from Hairspray. We have one number from Oklahoma. And there's a couple other I'm missing, but these are scattered numbers, and both group, ensemble, and solos.
Well, that sounds terrific. And, of course, also want to mention, we talked about the dates and the times, but there's also a preview day tomorrow at 10 a.m. for students third grade and above. So that's another chance for folks to enjoy this.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Well, we are opening this up to students and teachers. I know it's late notice. I know it's a Tuesday, but if you could just bring a bus of kids on over. And we have tickets for $3 and $5 for adults. But it's an opportunity for the students in the area to see both our program and some quality musical theater.
No question about that. Now, take us through these rehearsals and these practices. Where are your eyes focused on when it comes to that, getting your students ready for showtime later this week?
Well, the most important part, good question, is the acting of the song. When you audition, the first thing you want to make sure that they have is a voice, that they can sing the song. Because with musicals especially, audiences have expectations. They want to see Maria and Tony sing their hearts out, and they know all the words. So there's that expectation that's different than seeing plays. Second, it's the acting, not so much the believability of the words, but the movement as well. If they're a bum, they've got to move like a bum. If they're a lady of the night, they've got to move like a lady of the night. If they're a hustler, they got to move like it, not like they're 18-year-old college students, right? So that's the challenge of character. And then they've got to sing in character. They've got to dance in character. So this is a set apart from the nonsense reality music shows. Do you know what I mean? They where they're selling singing somebody else's songs as themselves. These are character-driven, well-crafted musical numbers.
And I tell you what, and the students will benefit, won't they? I mean, you talked about a musical theater. That's top shelf, isn't it? To be able to do well in that area.
Yeah, thank you very much. It is they're the best performers in the world with regards to stage, and they translate to the film so well. Hugh Jackman is musical theater trained. We discussed earlier how he was in The Showman. If you've ever seen Curly, his version of Oklahoma, his voice is incredible. These singers, these musical theater performers, can go to Shakespeare, they can go to movies, they can be Wolverine, for goodness sake. So the training that's involved is very intense. Finally, these kids don't have to go to musical theater. They can take this training to opera. They can take this training to their music education. And they can take it, of course, to public theaters and continue on in the profession. So it's really valuable stuff.
No doubt. Valuable. Offers a lot of flexibility for them going forward. The dates and times, once again, Thursday and Saturday nights at 7 o'clock. There will be a matinee Sunday at 2 o'clock, February 25th. And I know there's some folks listening just to this segment of Tiger Talk that's going to be interested in coming later this week. What's the best way for them to purchase tickets?
Well, I don't have anything online quite, but you can pay in cash at the door. We'll have plenty of cash to make change at the door. We do accept checks, but you know, just for the amount of the fee. So once again, adults are $5, and students, staff, and faculty with ID will be $3. So the general public $5, Northeast people $3. So you can pay at the door.
Value. I'm telling you what, we're all about value, right? We're looking for extra value. That's a bargain, partner.
It sure is. No, it is. Imagine, a movie ticket is $10.
Right.
This is live entertainment. This is live performance. And a painted set. With costumes, you know, so it's an effort.
All the best. Mm-hmm. I know you guys will knock it out of the park, but we can't thank you enough for stopping by here today.
Thanks for having me, Will.
Joining me now is my sidekick in the marketing and community relations department, Kenny Paul-Gino. Hard to believe, KPG, that we're almost at spring break. We're only 3 weeks away from spring break. The semester has flown by.
Yes, the weather's getting a little warmer outside, a lot of rain, so you can tell spring is upon us.
No doubt about that. Well, there's so much that's coming up this week and in the weeks to come at Northeast. I thought we would tag team it this week.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, away we go. You lead off, partner.
Okay, Student Government Association Who's Who nominations are in full swing on the NEMCC website. Click the link and log in with your student ID and nominate your favorite person for Who's Who's class favorites.
All right.
So that's a big thing for the students. You know, everybody wants to pick and, you know, mess with each other. I know, I remember those days. So get on the website and click, you know, maybe mess with your friends and get some votes in.
That sounds wonderful. Continuing Education's beginning cake decorating class starts tonight, February the 20th, at the NEMCC Community Health and Nutrition Center.
Also tonight, the SGA, Student Government Association, will host a game night in the office inside the Frank and Audrey Hayden Union. This last semester, this was a big turnout for the kids playing some board games for the first time. It's usually a fun night. Last week, SGA hosted bingo in the Black and Gold Room and had over 50 people take part in this activity. So, you know, get away, get a little bored in your game, in your dorm room, want to have some fun, come on over to the Union. Play some games, and I'm sure it'll be a good time.
No doubt about that. Of course, we just had Christopher Shager on in the previous segment, and the Theater Department's Musical Cabaret 2018 will have a preview day tomorrow in the Heinz Hall Auditorium at 10 a.m. Admission, $3 for Northeast employees and students. Also, area students from third grade and above, and their teachers are welcomed as well. $3 for students, $5 for adults.
Now, going to the Cultural Arts Committee, it will host its Black History Month programming starting on Monday, February 26th, as Ole Miss's Alicia Steele will speak in Heinz Hall at 6:30 p.m. on Southern Wisdom from Delta Church Mother. Steele is a dynamic speaker that will bring a lot of energy to her lecture. We've heard a little bit about her. They say it's a really interesting speech, and you want to, you know, you like the old time, you know, in the South, and want to learn kind of more about history, you know, want to listen to that, and she's a great speaker.
Yeah, Morgan Kramer was on a couple weeks ago promoting that. Now, following Steele's presentation, the Cultural Arts Committee will serve hors d'oeuvres at 5 p.m. in the NEMCC Community Health and Wellness Center the next day on Tuesday, February 27th. And then we'll have a panel discussion that includes Sammy Agnew, Alicia Faulkner, and Ann Walker, so keep that in mind.
Also, immediately after the panel discussion, SGA will hold a movie night in the Claude Wright Room at 7 p.m. So SGA doing a lot for this you know, next couple of weeks. So mark down all that, and we'll try to get that on the calendars on the NEMCC website.
No doubt about that. At the end of next week, we welcome three sets of high school and junior high students to campus, so that'll be fun.
Also, on Wednesday, February 28th, high school students will get a chance to tour the career and technical education classes, and the annual high school math competition returns on Friday, March 2nd. In addition to the high school math tournament, the junior high math and science tournament will also be taking place that day, with teams from each of our junior highs and 22 high schools invited to the one-day affair. And I remember when I was in high school here at Boonville, that's always, you know, a big deal. A lot of people come to that, and it's a big competition, so it's kind of fun to see who wins that.
Now, sandwiched in between those high school groups, Chris Dunn will bring back the third Campus Country Showtime and the first of the spring semester to the South Pounds Auditorium on Thursday, March 1st at 7 o'clock. So keep that in mind. And also, of course, this week is FFA week. Future Farmers of America, and we'll talk more about our chapter next week right here on Tiger Talk. So much going on here at Northeast Mississippi Community College. Thanks for being on the show. Appreciate your help as always.
Thanks, Will. It's great to be here.
And with that, we will put a bow and wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. We're, of course, so appreciative of the behind-the-scenes work that Michael Miller and Jeffrey Powell do each week to get us on the air. So for Dr. George Knock, Paige Sasser, Kent Ferris, Christopher Shager, and, of course, my sidekick, Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thank you for listening. We appreciate it sincerely, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.